Welcome to our podcast. I'm Frank Long, Editorial Director of Rehab Management and Physical Therapy Products. Our guest for this program is Karen Carlson of Grand River Physical Therapy, an outpatient physical therapy practice in Ionia, Michigan. Karen is co-owner of Grand River, along with her partner, Gail Brown. The two founded the clinic in 2001. The focus of our discussion with Karen is the challenge and successes of collecting copays. Karen, welcome to our podcast.
Thank you, Frank. I'm happy to be talking with you today.
Karen, many physical therapists say that collecting copays and coinsurances easily slips through the cracks. What is the net effect on clinics that do not collect every cost-sharing dollar owed to them by patients?
First of all, Frank, with declining reimbursement and rising health care costs, not collecting in copays and coinsurances can easily break a physical therapy practice. It is now more important than ever for companies to do whatever they can to collect as much money up front as possible. Secondly, waiving copays and coinsurances can be fraudulent, and patients have agreements with their insurance companies to pay certain copays and coinsurances and deductibles, and by waiving these costs, the contracts are broken, and clinics risk being sued by insurance carriers. Also, not collecting copays and coinsurances devalues our services. For instance, if a therapist charges $100 on a visit for services provided and then chooses to waive the $20 copay, they're basically saying that the value of their services was worth only about $80. In a sense, they're overbilling the carrier and basically saying their treatment is not worth the $100 charged. Our therapists spend a great deal of one-on-one time with our patients, and the charges are justified, and clinics cannot afford to devalue their services. Only in specific instances of proven hardship should a copay or coinsurance ever be waived or reduced. In these cases, the patient must provide a proven documentation of hardship, and in those cases, the insurance carrier should be notified.
Many therapists and private practice staff dislike having financial conversations with patients. Why is this?
Well, Frank, in my 30 years of practice, I've found therapists to be some of the most caring, compassionate people I know. They really get to know their patients, and in their conversations, they become very aware of financial struggles a patient might be having. It makes it very difficult at times to show compassion for a patient's financial situation and then ask for copays and coinsurances. But the thing is, this really has to be done. We're providing a necessary service for our patients, and without these funds, it will be difficult for many of us to continue to practice. We encourage our therapists to be empathetic. Listen to the patient. Listen to these discussions about their financial issues. But then go ahead and thoroughly explain to them what the benefits of therapy will provide them. If asked to waive the copays or coinsurances, we ask our therapist to explain that it's fraudulent for us to do that. Before the patient leaves their appointment each day, we ask our therapist to give them a reason for returning the next visit. Explain what you plan to do on the next visit and explain how this will benefit them. Be sure that goals are in line with your patient's goals. We do offer our patients a payment plan if they ask about it, but this is a last resort. We will set up plans with a specified monthly credit card payment with payments spread over no more than 6 months, but we really would prefer that no more than over 3 months. In our clinic, patients check in with our receptionist before they start their appointment, so prior to each visit, and at that point they're informed about any copays or coinsurances that are due. The key here is to be very clear on the patient's first visit about the payment expectations. Our staff verifies insurance eligibility before the patient comes in for their first appointment, and patients are given a written notice of what the expected charges per visit will be. Make sure that patients understand how and when they are expected to pay and that a quota of benefits is not a guarantee of coverage. Patients need to be aware of what their own policy covers. We will do the necessary documentation and submit the claims properly, but we do not have a copy of their policy. The quotes that we get from our insurance carriers are purely based on what the carrier has told us, and this is specified in our financial policy. a nice thing is our EMR system places a dollar sign symbol on the schedule when a patient owes us money, so that it makes it really easy for our receptionist to have a discussion with a patient about payment when they step up to the front desk when they come in for their appointment.
Karen, what are the biggest challenges to collecting copays and coinsurances that Grand River PT faced before partnering with Clinicient?
Prior to partnering Clinicient, we had a very large disconnect between our billing office and our front desk. Our billing system was not linked to our scheduling and documentation system, so keeping patients up to speed with what they owed us was pretty difficult. I think we were doing a pretty good job of collecting copays, but we were often waiting till the end of services to collect the coinsurances. And studies have shown that practices can lose as much as 20% or more once the patient is done with services. We knew we had to make a change in order to survive. In 2013, we were still doing paper charting, trying to keep up with functional limitation reporting, PQRS, authorizations, and plan of care tracking was nearly impossible for us. Our first step was to find a good EMR system that was linked to a billing system. Our billing program was pretty limited as far as the ability to generate good reports. So we researched EMR systems and narrowed it down to about 5 different systems, I believe. We then got all of 7 of our therapists involved in this decision-making process, and we wanted them to be fully on board with the change and knew that if they had some input, things would go quite a bit smoother. We eventually chose Clinicient and went live with that EMR system in October of 2013. The transition to the EMR went way better than we had expected. We had done some initial groundwork and really took time and customized our templates, and this really offered a good, smooth transition for our therapists. I'd say within about a month, we were all up to speed and things were going pretty smoothly, and the benefits from switching over to the EMR system proved invaluable to our practice. We now have a system that tracks authorization, tracks functional limitation reporting, PQRS, and gives us excellent reporting tools. As an owner, I really feel like I've got the time now to look at other areas of our practice that need improving. Our therapists are signing off on notes before they leave the building each day. Our referral sources have been pleased with our report format and also happy with the timeliness of our documentation. So overall, it's been an excellent transition.
Karen, what steps did Grand River PT take to increase copay and coinsurance collection?
Once we had the EMR system in place and that had gone so smoothly for us, we decided to switch over to Clinicient's Revenue Cycle Management Program. And I do have to say things have steadily improved since. Our receptionist is able to give accurate information to patients at each visit now regarding their coinsurances. We're able to keep up to speed regarding what the insurance companies are paying. We found that patients appreciate paying as they go versus getting a large bill at the end of the services as we were doing in the past. We went from billing one time weekly to billing daily. We're billing electronically to all our carriers now that accept it. And prior to using Clinicient, we were only billing Medicare and Blue Cross Blue Shield electronically. Our daily cash collection rates have substantially improved. We found that in many cases, we were underbilling for services provided. And now with Clinicient, we're able to maximize the PT's billable time. The system guides our therapists to prevent over or underbilling and in assigning the appropriate CPT codes and also helping them calculate the units billed.
And finally, how does having an all-in-one system that truly unites clinical and financial information help with copay and coinsurance collection?
Prior to using Clinicient, our biller was spending a lot of unnecessary time tracking down paper charts during the day to copy notes and keeping therapists up to speed regarding necessary authorizations, et cetera. So I have to say we were missing things and losing dollars. With the switch over to Clinicient, these problems are now minimal. Every morning when our therapists come in, log onto their computer, they have a list, they can check their issues and then go ahead and take the appropriate actions to start off that day, such as notifying our receptionist about upcoming authorizations that might be needed, tracking plan of cares, referrals, functional limitation reporting, and PQRS is no longer a problem. Our charting time has diminished. Our notes are signed off at day's end, and the claims go to billing pretty much with a click of a button. I have to say our staff understood the need for the change and were fully committed to the new system, and that really helped us move forward. And the change has been positive for our company, I'd say, in every way. We're fortunate to have an account manager with clinician that we really like, enjoy speaking with him. Our receptionist and I have a phone conference with him once a week to discuss any concerns that we might have and any changes that will be beneficial for our business. We discuss monthly goals and then necessary improvements. We've had some big changes. Our day's AR is steadily declining. Our first pass payment rate has increased since we started with clinicians. It's now well over 90%. Our cancellation rate has been 4% or under over the last several months. So I really feel now we have a much better benchmarks to keep our practice moving forward.
Our thanks to Karen Carlson. Thank you for joining us.